The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Caddy Boy Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Fairways, and we are going to talk about how to improve your golf game one stroke at a time. Let's grab our clubs and head to the first tee. Welcome back, everyone, to the Caddy Boy Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Fairways. Thank you for joining us for episode 2. Today, we're going to discuss a little bit about Tiger Woods versus the average golfer. We use Tiger as a blueprint because he is the best to ever do it. Contrary to popular belief, I think he's the best. Some people think Jack Nicklaus. That's to everybody's personal preferences and beliefs. But we're going to talk about what separates him versus the average golfer. Clearly, there's a lot, but there's a lot more that goes into it that, you know, you're not actually as far from Tiger as you would think. So while we talk about Tiger, I want to just quickly step into what I learned through my junior career, through tournaments, as well as practice schedules and stuff like that. You know, when I was starting out, I, much like most of my viewers, I'm assuming, we just went to the range, grabbed a large bucket, and tried to just hit the ball as far as we can with no real metric of, am I improving, what's working, what's not. We just go out there and we beat balls on repeat, you know. We're just there doing the same old thing, not really getting much better, not really seeing much of a difference, but we tell ourselves that we practice. And I told myself that for a really long time until I had a coach who told me that he could get more done in an hour with 40 golf balls than I could get done in an hour with 200. And at first, I didn't really understand what that meant until I realized that practice, especially in such a particular and special game that golf is, it really is more about quality over quantity. It's something that you have to really dedicate time to, but it's also what are we doing with our time that really makes a difference between getting better and improving or just staying stagnant in your game. So let's talk about Tiger really quick. Obviously, we know Tiger Woods has 82 PGA Tour victories, 15 major championships, one of the best players in the world from 2000 all the way to about 2012. Most career earnings out of any golfer of all time, all those great accolades. It's all really good on paper, right? But what Tiger did that was so different from everybody in his time was in his prime with not the best technology, he was averaging 300 plus off the tee. He was long. He was in control of his game. He was really just a sight to see. Well, the average golfer in today's game averages about 215 to 230 yards off the tee. Now, distance definitely does help. It shrinks a golf course. It makes everything a little more gettable, a little more accessible when you just have wedges in opposed to 7 irons and 6 irons into greens. But, you know, I've always told myself and told others that, you know, if you hit it 300 yards, that's great, but it doesn't matter a whole lot if it's out of bounds. So that's something that Tiger was really good at while he had that distance. And he wasn't the most accurate player of all time. He actually ranked in the, I believe it was the top 60 in driving accuracy in his prime. But the difference between him and everybody else on tour was he could hit his 2 iron into almost every fairway and still be at average or maybe slightly above average in distance, even with a 2 iron when he was backing off from using the big dog. Speed training is something that could really help you if you're struggling with distance. You know, there's the stack system, there's different exercises in the gym you could use, just activating your fast twitch muscles and getting those all under control. But what really matters is consistency over distance. Especially, I've found that in my career that, you know, I've hit it about the same yardage ever since I was about 16, 17 years old. I've averaged probably about 285 off the tee, and I've actually backed off to a shorter driver. For me, it really helped with just controlling where the ball was going. I have teammates and different pros that I know that have a driver that's a half an inch long or 7 degrees of loft to get the maximum distance out of it, but they're not the most accurate. I mean, Tiger was hitting somewhere around 60 to 70% of his fairways in his prime. And I'm in my college career, I've been right around 50 to 60%, which is great. It's just, it just shows you that it doesn't really matter if you hit it long, it just matters if you're in the short grass. But driving isn't where most amateurs lose most of their strokes. It's on approach. Greens in regulation. For those who don't know what that is, it's on a par 4, you hit the green in 2 shots. Par 3, you hit it in 1. Par 5, you hit it in 3. So Tiger in his career hit about 12 to 13 greens around, which is right about 70 to 80% when there's 18 greens on an 18-hole golf course. The average golfer hits about 4 per round. Now, 4 greens may not sound great, and that's because it isn't. 4 greens is going to make you rely on your short game really heavily. It's going to make you scramble in situations that you probably shouldn't be scrambling in to try to save par. If we're comparing ourselves to the GOAT, I mean, that's 8 extra greens that we're missing, 8 more scrambling situations that, again, we don't want to be in. So the key takeaway from that is improving not only off the tee, but it's improving from 100 to 175 yards. And it's easier said than done, of course, but as we discuss on the Caddy Boy podcast, practice makes perfect. Now, as we spoke about in the last episode, golf is not a game of perfect, but it's a game of managing your misses. Now, if we're going to hit a green, or if we're on approach going into a par 4, it's not about hitting it to 10 feet, 10 feet, 5 feet, 8 feet. You know, when you look at the average proximity from 150 yards on the PGA Tour, we're looking at about 30 feet. And those are the best players in the world. So when I see amateurs or high handicap golfers complaining about hitting a 7-iron just on the green, they should be running up and down the fairway in pure joy and excitement. But what Tiger did so well in his prime was he was never long or short of any pins. He was so good at distance control and spin control. And when he missed the green, it was pin high and on the correct side of the hole to where he didn't short side himself. Now, a very common mistake with amateurs is aiming straight at a pin and not really accounting for what their normal miss or their dispersion would be. And when you can calculate dispersion accurately, if you know that most of your 7-irons or your 8-irons are missing right, and the pin is on the right side of a green, it'd be pretty dumb to just aim right at the pin if you know that you're more than likely going to miss it right, and then good luck making par, right? Because the Caddy Boy podcast is all about helping you make more pars. And the way to do that, if you're an amateur, is let's just aim to hit the green. I mean, we want to aim small, miss small, but let's say there's a tree behind the green that's 10 feet to the left of that pin. That's our new target line. And Tiger had a great quote that in a normal round of 18 holes, he would probably fire at about two to three pins a round. And that was only inside 120 yards because that was his go zone or his green light zone that he talked about. So he was really good at just playing really conservative, but also very aggressive to his conservative target. He wasn't aiming at a pin, but he was aiming 4 feet left of a pin and trying to hit it a certain number. That is what we call discipline and control. It's something that Tiger was unbelievably efficient at. He's one of the greatest iron players to ever live. And when Tiger did miss the green, his up and down percentage, so his percentage of getting a chip on the green and making the putt to save par, was 65%. Now, again, you would think the greatest player in the world would be 80, 90%, but that's golf. Golf is, again, not a game of perfect. It's about managing misses and managing expectations. The average golfer is 20 to 30% up and down percentage. And that's more than likely because, again, we are short-sighted, not missing on the correct side of holes, not picking correct target lines. It's something that you have to learn, and that's why we're here. Tiger made par from trouble. Amateurs make double from trouble. It's because he mastered multiple different chip shots. He, again, being one of the greatest players of all time, most facets of his game were pretty controllable, and his feel around the greens was unlike anybody who ever played besides Seve Ballesteros or maybe Phil Mickelson. But he was unbelievably good at one or maybe two shots. He had a flop shot that he could hit if he was short-sighted or in trouble, and he was very versatile in his bag to where he could use multiple clubs around the green. Now, the amateur golfer will use a 60-degree lob wedge or a 56-degree sand wedge, while Tiger would use anything up to a 9-iron. If there was a back pin and he was at the front of the green, he could just hit a little bump and run and roll the ball up there, while most players in this day and age who are trying to get better are just trying to hit a 60-degree with maximum spin. Now, spin is great, but do we know how to use it? Have you hit 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 shots where you know every time it's going to spin that exact way or it's going to land in this certain spot? More than likely you haven't. And that's fine, but it's much easier to just hit a 56 or a gap wedge or a pitching wedge that just lands soft and roll. The easier thing about all that is you have a consistent shot. You avoid chunks, you avoid skulls, you avoid hitting it over the green. You're saving shots if you have one consistent tool that you can pull out of your bag when you just need to get a ball on the green within a 10-foot circle and give yourself a chance for par. Now let's talk about what everyone thinks Tiger was best at, his putting. He was an elite lag putter, meaning that when he was outside of 20 feet, he wasn't trying to make the putt. Now, the average made putt on tour is about 3 feet. It's nearly 100% on tour that players are making 3-foot putts. Now, the 50-foot percentage starts at around 6 to 7 feet on tour. 10-footers are around 40 to 30%. And 20-footers are right there around that 25% make rate. Now, it doesn't mean we're not trying to make these putts, but we're hitting those 20, 25, 30-foot putts with a pace that's going to leave us that 3-footer to save par or to tap in for bogey instead of trying to ram the 20-footer in the back of the cup that you more than likely will not make. Now, average golfer is around 36 to 40 putts in a round, while tour pro is right around 27 to 30 putts in a round. It's not about making the 30-foot bombs. It's about eliminating 3 putts. A key way to practice that is practice your 3 to 6 foot putts daily, because all putts are straight putts because you are putting to an apex of a breaking left to righter, an uphill right to lefter. Doesn't really matter, but most putts are straight. You're hitting them to a point, expecting it to break, and then at that point, all we need to focus on is speed. But what really separates the pros, we're going to use Tiger again, versus the amateur, is Tiger played with total commitment. No doubt over the golf ball, smart targets, no ego-driven decisions. You have to play with the perspective of you have to know your skill, know your capabilities, and then you play off of that. Playing with ego is probably the biggest killer of good rounds that I've seen out of amateurs. It's what's ruined a couple of my college rounds trying to do something that I'm more than likely going to pull off 2 out of 10 times when the safe shot is much more worth it. And that's going to conclude our podcast for today. The key takeaways are, let's start two putting. Let's start getting up and down. Let's start aiming to safe targets. And then we can really start taking that 90 and turning it into an 85 and just slowly chip our way into some better scores. Thank you again for listening, everybody. I am your host, Dr. Fairways, and we will see you next time.